This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 90 for Tuesday, October 4th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market had a sharp rally Tuesday morning, but fell after midday closing on the negative side of unchanged. Early harvest reports from canola growers on the prairie suggested there have been lower than expected yields compared to what had been previously forecast. Dry and sunny weather was forecast for the prairies on Tuesday, accompanied by above average high temperatures in the low 20 degrees Celsius range. Throughout the month of September, large parts of Saskatchewan and Alberta received less than 40% of normal precipitation. Crude oil prices rose by nearly $3 per barrel, as OPEC will confirm later this week whether it will curb output. With the exception of soy meal, the Chicago soy complex was higher on Tuesday, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Meanwhile, the Canadian dollar benefited from recent weakness in the U.S. greenback, moving upwards by 6/10 of a U.S. cent. At the close of trade, the November canola contract was down 10 cents per ton at $863.70. In the U.S., corn and soybeans made gains, while wheat struck a mixed tone. The USDA weekly crop progress report on Monday showed that the U.S. corn harvest was at 20% compared to the 22% five-year average, while the crop rating was at 52% good to excellent, unchanged from the previous week. Meanwhile, 75% of the U.S. corn crop has reached maturity. The USDA also reported that August corn used for ethanol production was in line with expectations at more than 432 million bushels. The December corn contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.83. As for U.S. soybeans, the USDA crop progress report had 81% dropping leaves compared to 63% in the previous week and 79% on average. The U.S. soybean harvest has reached 22% compared to 25% on average, and the good to excellent rating remained at 55%. Meanwhile, Brazil reported September soybean exports at nearly 4.3 million tons, a 500,000-ton drop from last year. The November soybean contract was up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.84. Wheat is mostly higher on Tuesday, as winter wheat planting continues to face dry soils. The USDA reported that 80-92% of soil from South Dakota to Oklahoma was considered short or very short of moisture. U.S. winter wheat is 40% planted compared to 31% last week, and the 44% average. Emergence is at 15%, 6 points higher than 1 week earlier. The December Chicago wheat contract was down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.03. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was unchanged at $9.89 U.S. per bushel. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.74. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, October 4th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.